This matter, Charlemagne, is very, very important. You got to get a copy of the Christian History Magazine. You can do so free. The website, ChristianHistoryInstitute.com. ChristianHistoryInstitute.com. And a big thank you to Michael for joining us. Thank you, friends, for being a part of Sing Just by Faith at Save America Ministries. PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the Voice to the Church to bring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we'd hope to have Rosalind Peterson with us this evening, but she's not answering her telephone. So it's going to be open lines, and you're going to have to call in because I have absolutely nothing planned. I was certain Rosalind would be with us. So you give us a call. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about the little group that controls the world? Would you like to talk about what happened as far as the Malaysian plane is concerned? Would you like to talk about the fact that there's all sorts of suggestions up on the internet that we're on the verge of something big is going to happen in the Middle East between Israel and certainly between Iran or Israel and Syria? What would you like to talk about? One, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I've been rather intrigued, certainly, with what's going on in the Middle East today. And so I've been following very, very closely what goes on over there. And, of course, you're not going to get the truth through the regular medium. The media is controlled. It's rigidly controlled. They focus our attention on the things that they want us to focus our attention on. And the vast majority of things that are really important, why we'll never hear about. But basically, if you go up on the internet and type in threat Israel, attack Iran, why you find a lot of very, very interesting information up there. And really some things, even within the last 24 hours, when our secretary of, chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has just returned from Israel and said that certainly if things don't get straightened out, why certainly Israel is prepared to attack Iran and America is prepared to help them. This is within the last 24 hours. Just type it in your search engine, a threat Israel attack Iran, and you'll find all sorts of fascinating things. But right now, we have Rosalind Peterson on the line. And hi, Rosalind. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. How are you, Dr.
I'm doing just fine. We haven't talked to you in such a long time, and we remember all of those fascinating programs we had in the past. And when you came down and talked at our conference, and we still have those DVDs. And so, certainly, what are we going to be talking about this evening? Are we going to be talking about the same thing or something different?
Well, we're going to talk about several subjects, if you wouldn't mind.
Not at all. I always enjoy your conversations, and you always seem to have such fascinating information that we don't get from other sources.
Well, I like to be different sometimes, and other times those are just issues that appear to be pertinent to for people to know. So I'm happy to share with you these various issues because I think that the audience and that many people just need to know.
All right, fine. Well, you pick it up. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I'd like to start with the U.S. Navy. And one of the reasons that I want to start there is that the U.S. Navy is engaged in warfare testing in the Atlantic and the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico. And it's an enormous area that they're encompassing, including warfare practice in the Alaska, Gulf of Alaska, warfare practice in the Hawaiian Islands, and in the Pacific also the Mariana Islands. And they've been expanding the areas in which the Navy can conduct warfare practices.
Okay, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Our guest is Rosalind Peterson. We're talking about naval exercises. What are they preparing for? Well, we'll hope we find the answer.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Rosalind is simply pointing out that the Navy carries out vast war games, and certainly pretending that they're at war with somebody else. And because they do this in the ocean, they're doing a lot of work on submarine warfare. And basically, there are parts of the ocean which, according to the environmentalists, certainly should not be invaded because there are certainly extinct or semi-extinct species, rare species. And there are lots of areas that are certainly off limits for almost every activity, whether it be oil drilling or other activities that certainly take place. Certainly, our fishermen are very restricted in the areas they can go into. Certainly, in many instances, the oil companies other companies that certainly use the oceans are restricted, but the Navy does not recognize restrictions, and they're suddenly carrying out their war games over vast parts of the ocean without any restrictions at all, and the restrictions that would apply to you or I or to fishermen or others are completely ignored. Would that be a fair estimate of what you're saying, Rosalind?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then you pick up the story.
Well, I was just talking about the endangered right whale on the Atlantic seaboard. There's only 300 to 400 left in existence, and the U.S. Navy has decided to build a submarine warfare range right opposite where the whales have their calves. It's their calving ground. And that they won't stop their activities during the right whale migration. And also they're attacking this area right where the calving is to happen. And so they're going to have all kinds of different noises. They're going to have sonar use. They're going to have bombing exercises, all kinds of submarine warfare going on right at this point, and the Navy refuses to stop any of this activity just because they're going to have their calves in these areas. In the west coast of the United States, the Navy is practicing between Southern California and the Hawaii Range, and this is a huge area. And once again, they have refused to protect most biologically sensitive areas, our national marine sanctuaries and other areas, while they conduct similar types of warfare testing as they're doing on the Atlantic seaboard. In our range, which encompasses and where I live, off the coast of Northern California, the range goes all the way from the coastline of Northern California, Oregon, Washington, the Gulf of Alaska, and Idaho. And this is a very big, large range as well that is being expanded in scope and size and the amount of testing here. And there are a whole series of ranges between the Southern California range and the Northern California range that are also starting to enlarge the amount of activities that they can do. And we're concerned because we are a corridor for the gray whale, the largest whale in the world, the blue whale, and other whales migrate along our coastline, and they migrate through these different pathways where the military testing is taking place. And the Navy has refused even to stop any type of testing during these migrations from between range, between ranges and also in our range. And we're concerned because ship strikes are killing whales now. The military is the number one cause of whale death due to ship strikes. We're concerned because the type of warfare, is these, 5,000 pound bombs, missile exercises, Hellfire missiles going off, the new types of sonar and electromagnetic weapons testing, and even the acoustics from lasers can be absolutely deafening. So the Navy is in the process of enlarging and expanding their activities. And they've actually gone to war on our ocean in order to conduct naval warfare practice. And this is live fire exercises. These aren't dummy. In other words, they're not shooting off something that isn't going to explode and blow up in our ocean. We're talking about real exercises, and it's in all the ranges. So what we're asking people to do right now is we're asking them to go to the U.S. Navy website. This is just one of several, and it's NWTTEIS.com, and that's Northwest Training and Testing Range, and it's the Navy website. and we're asking you to take a look at the map and make a public comment on the website. The public comment period ends April 15th, 2014. And we need public comments. We need you to look at the documents so that you can see what's happening. And you can see the thousands of marine mammals that are going to be impacted by this testing. And we're asking that the Navy protect some biologically sensitive areas in this region.
Oh, I know. Once again, Roslyn, I want you to get the address, the web address, because you have to repeat everything at least twice, and sometimes three or four times, because it's difficult for people actually to remember or to write it down. So hopefully everybody has a pen and paper out there. What is the website? And now, is this a naval website, or is this an environmental website you're suggesting?
No, this is the U.S. Navy website. And all you have to do is go online. It's kind of an easy one this time. Usually they have them longer. But the website is nwtteis.com. And when you get there, there will be a map showing the range. There will be a place where you can make public comments. And I'm hoping that you will make public comments. The last day is April 15th of this year. Has to be tax day, no less. And the documents, you can read the documents. You can see what the Navy has planned. And we're hoping that you also contact your senators or congressmen, especially in California, Senator Feinstein or Senator Boxer. They have a toll-free number. It's 800. I'm going to go through that again. It's 1-866-220-0044. And that's a toll-free number to their Washington, D.C. office. And it's 1-866-220-0044. And we're hoping that you call U.S. Congressman Henry Waxman, along with U.S. Senators Barbara Boxer and Senator Dianne Feinstein. And we're asking them to protect some biologically sensitive areas in our region from U.S. Navy warfare practice.
Well, no, I'm certain that people must have talked to the Navy about this. And what, is there any response from the Navy, or do they simply ignore people's concern?
Well, the Navy has 12 operating warfare testing ranges in the United States along the coastal regions and island areas operating right now. And we don't feel that they need to expand their warfare practice anymore. We feel that at which these warfare ranges have been in existence and in their current state since 2007. And they've been expanding every 3 to 5 years. And we really feel that the expansion has to be curtailed, and some areas now need to be protected so that we can have the survival of our marine species continue. And when you absolutely are practicing in their breeding areas, feeding areas, all kinds of different areas as they move from place to place, migrating, and also it impacts the fish. The salmon industry is collapsing in the state of Washington, according to the National Marine Fisheries Service, and also in the Gulf of Alaska. And we need to begin to protect these areas from warfare testing because their activities could be preventing these species from surviving in certain areas as well because they migrate right into and through to get to rivers and streams, the Navy warfare testing along the coastal regions.
Okay, fine. I share your concerns. So go right ahead, Roslyn.
So I have a website, agriculturedefensecoalition.org.
Agriculturedefensecoalition.org. I remember that one from before. Go ahead.
And on that website, When you go to, it's all spelled out as one word. It's agriculturedefensecoalition.org. And when the screen opens up, right under the cows picture at the top of the screen, you'll see a place where it says U.S. Navy. And on the U.S. Navy section, you'll see some information and a video I made.
All right. Well, now, because we're not hearing about this elsewhere, are you getting much in the way of support? Are you getting much in the way of publicity for your concern? Or is this suddenly censored out like so much in really important information? I think there can be excesses as far as environmentalism is concerned. On the other hand, I do think we have to be concerned about the environment. And I think that this is a very legitimate concern, especially with the whales, which already, of course, were facing extinction a few years ago. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Roslyn Peterson. Been with us many times in the past. I've been down to our conference giving talks. We'll be back in a moment. We want responsible environmentalism.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan Rosland is simply suggesting that although suddenly the Navy does need to practice, they certainly need, of course, to respect the wildlife and certainly actually working right where the white whales or the other whales are having their calves, and certainly not to give the whales the protection and sanctuary. This is why. I mean, there are many, many areas that the Navy has for their practicing, but they don't want any restrictions at all. They seem to feel that they can do whatever they want to, certainly ignoring certainly the wildlife areas that have been established. And there is a place for environmentalism. Basically, I can remember 30 years ago, Sydney flying over Los Angeles and seeing all the smog there. I think we're going to excesses on controlling the pollution, but there is certainly a need to do this. Look and see what's going on in parts of China today. Why they have to wear masks in parts of China just because of the terrible pollution. It just looks like a constant fog, but it's not a constant fog. It's a constant smoke. There is a place for responsible environmental concern, and it would sound like Rosland is pointing out one. So go right ahead, Rosland.
Well, the goal here is that we have to protect some areas. And when you're talking about the scope of the Navy map, and I've got the Navy map on the website so that you say that the Navy have to exclude a few areas where there are really, it's really critical for certain endangered species to survive, that they need not to be sonarized or have bomb blasts in those areas.
And I think, Bossy, if you said to go to your search engine and type in Rosalind Peterson, and basically you'll get to her website, and there's a site there that'll link you to the Navy, other sites, link you to other areas where they have the maps, and you can see what the problem is. And if you share her concern, why, you may want to suddenly respond and get in touch with your elected representatives and ask them certainly to at least try to protect certain areas. It's not that the Navy doesn't need to have exercises, but every branch of government has to come under some restrictions. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
We're also asking that the U.S. Navy use mitigation measures that are effective more than 9% of the time. And what happens is they're using mitigation measures that are antiquated beyond all comprehension. They talk about, well, what we're going to do is we're going to use visual sightings from essentially the mast of a ship, like in the old days. Visualize somebody up on the top of the ship, and they have binoculars, and they're looking out to see what they can see. And the Navy is well aware, that this mitigation measure that they're using to protect marine mammals and whales, all kinds of different things, is not effective. They could use other methods, but instead they're using visual sightings. But if any of you have been out looking over the ocean, you're going to know that along the our coastal region, for example, when you look out, you've got glare off the surface of the ocean. When it's sunny, you've got foggy conditions, you've got waves, you've got all kinds of different things. That can't, white caps, for example, you can't see sea turtles. You can't see whales sometimes when they're underwater. And so to use a visual method is very ineffective.
Okay. Go ahead.
The next thing I wanted to say about this is that U.S. Congressman Mike Thompson, U.S. Congressman Jared Huffman, and Barbara Boxer and others have all know that this testing is going to be conducted in these National Marine Sanctuaries and other biologically sensitive areas. And they have written to the effect that 11.7 million marine mammals can be impacted in a five-year period.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Hi, this is George Riley, and most of you now know why so many people believe that miracle food so friendly is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And of course, when Rawson was with us before, why, she had talked about certainly the danger of aluminum. Now, aluminum is a very, very toxic substance. Very small amounts of aluminum can create tremendous health problems for people and certainly for animals and for whales. And basically, because I remember, in fact, we have a 4-CD set on aluminum. And if you haven't heard of it, you really need to get that. But basically, a group of scientists went around, spent 5 years going to all the five major oceans, biopsying whales. Who would want to biopsy whales? Well, they do that. They see a whale, they shoot a dart or something, and they get a little bit of fat of their blubber with this. And they found out, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Rosalind, but basically that the level of aluminum in the blubber of whales had gone up 2,000%, which is terrible for their health. I mean, aluminum have disastrous effects on the health of animals and people. And then, of course, the government is releasing suddenly all sorts of experimental aluminum dust clouds, experimenting with the weather. And basically, the level of aluminum in the soil and in the food and in the trees, in every aspect of our life, has increased dramatically. Is that a fair estimate, Rosalind?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about that? Because you were certainly the one person that really seemed to be on top of that, and we were very, very impressed. You talked about that. We have a talk that Rosalind did on aluminum. We have a 4-CD set on aluminum. People really need to understand the background of some of the toxic substances that are affecting the health of our people. Our longevity is actually dropping, as we used to. We have some of the longest lifespans in the world, and here in America, I think we're 36, something like that now. But anyway, is there anything else you wanted to say on aluminum, or shall we go on to the other subjects you wanted to talk about? But I was the one who brought this up because I remember the wonderful programs we had with Rosalind on aluminum, focusing our attention on what I think is a very real problem, and nobody else was talking about it.
Well, we're seeing huge spikes of aluminum in drinking water supplies across the state of California, according to the U.S. Department, California Department of Drinking Water. We have a whole division in Sacramento that handles drinking water and what contaminants are in your drinking water for every public drinking water system. And we did some research on that and found that the levels of aluminum is skyrocketing in drinking water sources in the state of California, and that's almost all counties across the entire state. So we have a great deal of concern that aluminum is finding its way into our homes, into bottled water, into all of the sources of the water we drink. I'd also like to make one other comment. The California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division has a CD that you can request free of charge, which gives you, going back to the 1970s, all of the drinking water tests ever performed in the state of California that are required by EPA and California law to be taken. And you can have that data for yourself. You can look at it online, or you can request a CD from the California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division. So if you want to see the scope of this in your area, in your drinking water system, this data is updated almost daily with drinking water tests from your public water system, and in all 60 counties of California. So that's available to you right now.
Well, now what impact is that having on our food? What impact is that having on our farm animals, our cattle and our pigs and sheep? What impact is that having on our trees?
Well, when you increase the level of aluminum, for example, let's just use trees. When tree roots absorb this increasing amount of aluminum, and these very fine roots absorb, in other words, the aluminum that is now becoming not attached to something but is able to move through the root system, the roots pick it up, and then the tree can no longer survive for a long period of time, because once you have aluminum in the roots, then the nutrients and the water needed for the tree to survive are cut off over time, and the tree looks like it's dying of drought when it isn't. It's dying because the root systems no longer function properly. And for your gardens, for other areas, it changes the pH of your soil so that plants and crops and different things that used to grow no longer can grow because of this increasing amount of aluminum in the soil and the change of the pH.
Okay, very good. Do you think it is having an impact on the health of our farm animals? Do you think it's having an impact on the health of our people?
Sure, it's having an impact on all of us. And one of the things, let me put it to you a little better here. We used to cook with, at one time, there was aluminum pans. And it's light and it's easy to use and you can cook with aluminum pans. And then they found out that the aluminum, when you cook something, was leaching out and into the water and into the food. And they knew this was a hazard. So aluminum pans went off the market and stainless steel replaced them at one time because of the hazards of aluminum to public health. And we know that animals, when they eat grasses and they eat different things in the environment in order to survive, they pick up the aluminum that is in the root systems of plants, different things. And so we're getting a huge dose in our diet, and it can lead to things like Alzheimer's. It can lead to things that really impact human health as well.
Okay, fine. Well, I just wanted to bring that up one more time because I think it's important. It's something you're not going to get through regular channels, and certainly if you haven't yet got our 4-CD set on aluminum or certainly seen the CD talk that Rosalind gave for us, you really need to get that, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to be guarding yourself and certainly avoiding contact with aluminum. To my knowledge, there's no safe level, and yet it permeates everything, and they're releasing it regularly. And there's actually aluminum, certainly particles in jet fuel. And if you doubt that, just go up on the internet and type in a jet fuel, aluminum particles, and you'll find that isn't that true, Rosalind? Have you encountered that?
Not in jet fuel. In rocket fuel.
In rocket fuel. Okay, fine. Well, anyway, now, so this was the subject I wanted to talk about. What were the subjects that you wanted to bring up tonight?
Well, can I bring up a little bit more here?
Oh, sure. Rosalind, we have no fixed rules. That's the one thing about the program. We can do whatever we want to. So, and of course, the people can turn us off if they don't like what you're saying. But hopefully most people are listening because I think that you're going to learn a very good, great deal from Rosalind. She's done a lot of wonderful, wonderful research. And you really want to go to her websites. Fascinating source of information. You're not going to get through the controlled media, but go right ahead.
Well, if you want to know more about aluminum and barium in our environment, I have a section on the website recently updated on both aluminum and barium. So if you go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org, click on categories, it will give you an alphabetical listing of some of the items on the website. And the two places where you can learn more about aluminum in the environment is the aluminum section. And I encourage all of you to also go to the Ocean Alliance. They did a study lasting 5 years, and their executive summary is there. And one of the things that stunned them when they were testing whales worldwide, in other words, their blubber, they discovered, much to their shock, that the number one contaminant in whales was aluminum. The aluminum was so high that they had to take all the other contaminants that they found in the blubber and put them in separate graphs because the aluminum was so much higher than anything else that they had found. Worldwide, and there was only one whale out of the hundreds that they had tested in every single ocean area of the world, and they traveled about 80,000 nautical miles. They visited 22 countries, and when they were doing this testing, and I even found that it was stunning even for me to realize that if whales were packing this much aluminum, that our oceans were also contaminated. And it was just something stunning that I wanted you to know. And I wanted people who, in other words, follow this, because they did an extensive toxicology program. And they tested the skin and the blubber from biopsy samples from whales in all oceans, and they looked at everything. And this was something that was stunning. And we know that every time a rocket goes up, we know that every time we have a missile shot off, rocket fuel has aluminum particulates in it. There is no doubt that testing is there. The EPA, every government organization, anyone who's tested rocket fuel knows that not only does it carry perchlorate, but it has highly toxic aluminum particles in it. The other thing that we found is that the U.S. military releases about 400 tons or more of aluminum-coated fiberglass, or chaff, per year worldwide. And this includes, in other words, areas over the United States where these particulates, aluminum-coated fiberglass particulates, they're very, very small. They float in the air, and then they settle on the ground. And these are also another source of aluminum that we're getting all the time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I remember what you said, I mean, we haven't talked, I think, in over a year, but there was a 2,000% increase in the level of aluminum in the blubber of whales. Am I off base, or is that correct? Does that ring a bell?
Yes, that is that absolutely rings a bell. And what they're talking about, the most common health effects for people exposed to aluminum are neurotoxicity and respiratory toxicity. And it has detrimental effects on reproduction and development. And this is from government studies. And when they talk about, for example, measuring the aluminum in whales, in other words, it was such a staggering concentration level that they found. And it is up over 200% from previous type, or 2,000% from previous type of testing that had been done earlier by others. I did some research on this too. And so, we just found that, this is just a staggering amount.
Yes, and actually, of course, I remember that the aluminum sometimes is carcinogenic as well. But basically, it impacts on the ability to have children to reproduce. Why would they do something like that? Why that doesn't make any sense, or maybe it does make sense. Maybe there are people who have a different worldview than you and I out there in the audience. Anything else you want to say on this, Rosalind, or should we go on to another subject?
Well, I encourage people to look at aluminum and the plant impacts, tree impacts, and human health of aluminum. And I encourage people to do a little research on your own, because this exposure is not good for anyone. It's a human health hazard. And we have to realize that some of our activities, deliberate activities, are adding these type of chemicals to our atmosphere because of the types of atmospheric testing that we're conducting by our military and NASA and other types of releases in the atmosphere for experimental testing. So please be aware of this issue and know that you can find more information.
And let me just put in a plug, our 4-CD set on aluminum, and of course the talk that Rosalind gave when she was here at the Radio Liberty Conference on aluminum. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. A 4-CD set, which everybody should listen to a dozen times and then begin talking to others about it. Of course, you have our permission to copy all of this information and get it out. And then, of course, the DVD. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And go to Rosalind's website. You'll find fascinating information there. Go ahead, Rosalind.
And so I encourage everyone to take action. If you do one or two things, a few times a week, you're going to feel, in other words, good about yourself, because you're going to make a difference. And I can tell you, you'll make a huge difference. Your efforts, anything that you want to do, any subject that you want to speak out on or make a comment about, it's wonderful, because it's going to help others who are engaged in making the Earth a better place to live, and also reducing human health and other impacts. So please visit Dr. Stan's website. Please get in touch and look at some of these things and make a difference.
Amen. Okay, go right ahead.
So we had talked about several subjects which we might talk about on your show. Do you have any preferences that you might like to speak about today?
No, I wanted to bring out that aluminum because we haven't talked about it in such a long time. And basically that 2,000% increase in the level of aluminum in the blubber of whales is so important. And the fact that it impacts certainly on reproduction and of course, aluminum is carcinogenic, has all sorts of deleterious health effects. It is not safe at all. And yet we're increasing it in the water and in the food and in the meat, and it's having impact on our trees. And suddenly, what about our forests? Are we seeing any impact on the forests, on the wood production in the mountains?
Yes, it's huge. I started looking at tree decline in 2002 across the United States.
And what did you find?
And we're beginning to find that there's a huge number of trees that are just dying or have died in recent years, not only in California, but across the United States.
Well, why aren't we hearing about it?
Well, we hear about it these days in relation to everyone says, well, it's all blamed on climate change, for example, or it's all blamed on pests. But what no one is really looking at are the issues of higher and higher UV, A, B, and C radiation that we're exposed to?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Vossen Peterson right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. I would point out, Sydney, that if you'd like to get the 4-CD set on aluminum or the DVD of the talk that Rosalind had given on aluminum, why, you can get those by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then I wanted to mention that certainly one of our longtime advertisers is not going to be able to continue with us, basically because they're having financial problems. So if you have products you'd like to advertise, I can tell you that people who do advertise with us do very, very well. Certainly we're carrying a new advertiser, and he is actually, he got 136 orders for his product when he did one program with us, which is really phenomenal. He couldn't believe it. And of course, if you would be interested and have a product you'd like to advertise with us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Of course, advertising is tax deductible, and of course, advertising will help Radio Liberty. As you know, we are not tax deductible. We're specifically not tax deductible because we want to be able to tell you the truth. And then if we actually were a 501c3, we would have to avoid many things that we do carry and we do talk about that we think are important for you to know about. So if you'd like to, of course, either advertise with us or help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, how do we understand what is really going on in the world today? Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you'd like to get it in large numbers or distribute it, why, we'll be glad to offer you certainly a very good price on them. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will give serious consideration to getting our new 4-CD set. It's titled, Did Hitler Escape? Did Hitler escape? Now, everybody knows that Hitler died sitting in the bunker. That's something that, well, everybody knows it. But is it true? And, of course, there's no question it's not true. Most of what you think you know about World War II is not true. In fact, most of what you think you know about most things isn't true, which is why I do what I do 5 hours a day, 5 hours a week. But basically, of course, we carry the 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape? We carry the book, Grey Wolf, written by Gerard Williams, and certainly the information is there. If you want to know about how we helped the Nazi criminals responsible for the Holocaust escape to South America, this is in the 4-CD set called Operation Paperclip. If you want to know how we funded the Nazis, we have certainly my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. And when the statute of limitations expired on the confidential information that he had seen when he went through the files there at the National Archives, why, of course, people who had worked with him in government called and said, John, you have to write a book. We can't write a book. And we can't tell the truth, but you can. And so John did write a book. It's called America's Nazi Secret, going into how we financed the Nazis both before and during World War II, and then helped them to escape to South America. The book is America's Nazi Secret. If you prefer a 4-CD set, it's called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews, the information that you need to get, that you need to get out. And of course, as you know, you have our permission to copy any of the tapes or CDs or DVDs. We made videos. Get the information out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful. Thank you.
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, once again, there'll be Rosalind Peterson who'll be with us the second hour. So, Rosalind, certainly, what would you like to talk about this hour?
Well, let's talk about solar radiation management, or geoengineering, as it's sometimes called. Geoengineering is a subject that was taken up by the UK Parliament and the US House of Representatives Science and Technology Committee. This committee held three hearings on geoengineering. They sometimes call it climate remediation, but it's defined as planetary scale environmental engineering of the atmosphere to reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. And the jets that we see in the skies, leaving their persistent jet contrails, producing their man-made clouds, is a wonderful example of solar radiation management. And when we talk about solar radiation management, we're talking about clouds and the manufacture of clouds. And what these clouds do is they're having a tremendous impact on our trees. They're causing tree decline in many areas, from Alaska all the way to Florida. It doesn't matter if you're in Maine or Texas or California. The tree declines are tremendous. In many areas, entire suites of species, tree species, are dying or in decline. You can name redwoods, oaks, pines. The list is an extremely long one that can go on for some time because we're even finding that plant species are being impacted. Part of our atmospheric experiments that we're conducting are allowing more UVA, UVB, and UVC radiation to reach the Earth. That has a tremendous impact on trees and plants. And also, infrared radiation is increasing. Sometimes.
Well, now, why is the infrared radiation increasing if we're having these man-made clouds?
Well, man-made clouds do not restrict infrared radiation from going through them. In other words, radiation can go through, whether it's UV radiation or infrared radiation, it can go through the clouds. Sometimes if you notice that on a cloudy day, you can get a worse sunburn than sometimes on a sunny day, as one example. Another example is that when you feel the sun against your skin and it feels like it's hot and it's just burning you, even though the ambient temperature isn't that great, you're getting a dose of infrared radiation, and that you feel the heat, that type of radiation. It's so hot sometimes that it can fry your plants and crisp them, turn them brown.
Well, now, basically, of course, you speak then of the clouds that are produced by the condensation trails that follow the the jetliners. Is there any, as far as you know, is there any government program of actually spraying and creating clouds, or is this, what are your thoughts on that? Is it real or not?
What we're doing in the atmosphere with regard to producing these man-made clouds is this is a deliberate exercise. There's no question about it. Due to the number and scope, keeping our skies cloudy most of the time, and reducing the amount of direct sunlight.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
While a storm cloud...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service.
Alkaline buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Rosa is pointing out that Sydney, with the clouds that we have increasing cloud cover. And when you have increasing cloud cover, you do not get a direct sunlight. And direct sunlight is really necessary for health. And Sydney, when you have direct sunlight, you have less molds, you have less infections. You really are far healthier than, of course, as we are today, which is why more and more people are having respiratory problems and coughs and frequent colds, because we're not getting the direct sunlight. And as a result of that, of course, we certainly are not as healthy as we should be. Would that be a fair assessment, Rosalind?
Absolutely.
Okay, you go right ahead.
I do want to say that if you want to see the PowerPoint presentation, or you do want to see the presentation I gave when I was in Southern California as a guest of Dr. Stan, that particular CD is on his website, and you can see a lot of what this presentation, which is shorter today, but you can see a lot of the presentation on this subject if you would like to. And I encourage you to do this, because I go into some of the health impacts and I go into this issue in some depth. So I encourage you, and I also encourage you to visit Dr. Stan's website so that you can find this information as well. It's a tremendous resource for all of you. So in order to go on this subject, what I'd like to say is that we're having, when you reduce the amount of direct sunlight, another example is you reduce solar panel power production. Increasing cloud cover, your solar panels are not going to produce as much energy. Right away, you have an effect from increasing cloud cover. People are now suffering from a lack of vitamin D in the United States. We have rickets returning. We have many, many health problems that we never suffered from before, because we always had direct sunlight when it wasn't cloudy or raining on a normal cycle and with normal clouds.
If I could just intercede, we are going to be having as a guest here in the next week or so, Dr. David Aubin. Those of you who don't know Dr. Aubin, he's spoken several times at our conferences, and he is a radiologist. And suddenly we see hear a lot about child abuse, certainly the battered baby syndrome. And of course, Dr. Aubin is being a radiologist, looks at these children who have all these signs of trauma from multiple beatings, and he says, this is simply rickets. This is rickets because these children are suddenly deficient in vitamin D. And now, of course, it's amazing. Doctors, once they get an idea, and if somebody's written a couple of articles, I've written a book, why that becomes known as gospel. And there are people being sent to prison today based upon the sworn testimony of radiologists across America. We're talking about all these signs of child abuse that are really nothing more than rickets. And Dr. Aub certainly is an expert witness, goes all over the country testifying in defense of these innocent people who are being sent to prison or being threatened with imprisonment because they beat their child, and you can see the evidence on an x-ray with all of these things, and it's nothing other than rickets. But we don't recognize rickets. Rickets disappeared a long time ago. Rickets is coming back again. Dr. Aub will be with us shortly in a few weeks, giving some programs here. We have a DVD with him. I think we even have a CD set on vitamin D. People need to understand, certainly, that rickets is a direct result of vitamin D deficiency, because we're not getting sufficient vitamin D. And people are going to prison because somebody wrote a book and said this is after these obvious x-ray signs of child abuse. And it isn't. It's rickets. And radiologists have forgotten what rickets looks like. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
Yes, and let's talk about rickets in children. Years ago, children had rickets because they worked in coal mines and underground instead of going to school during the day, and they weren't outside. So rickets was epidemic. It's a bone disease, and it was epidemic at one time among these groups of children that never got out in the sun. You absorb vitamin D from the sun. When it hits your skin, this is the best way to get vitamin D. But what we're finding is, with this man-made cloud cover and this haze that is produced, that we're not absorbing enough vitamin D through our skin, and we're beginning to have vitamin D deficiencies.
And not only just children, but adults are as well, which is why we have so many people with colds and flu and so many of the really complications of vitamin D deficiency. And vitamin D is absolutely essential for your health, for your immune system, for preventing cancer. And at least 80% of our population, perhaps more, are vitamin D deficient. And most people don't understand that. And the 400 units they tell you to take is just totally inadequate. I'll be quiet, Rosalind, because we want to hear what you have to say. But I feel so strongly about this. I take 5,000 units of vitamin D, 3 every day. And certainly I don't care whether you get it through us or get it through somebody else. But you need vitamin D3, and you start to come down with the flu or cold. Well, you want to be taking it every 4 hours until your symptoms clear. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, this is a passionate subject for you. This is a passionate subject for me as well, because when I got into the health area, in other words, it doesn't matter, government agencies, CDC, university, Stanford University studies, they started Berkeley studies, all kinds of studies begin to come out. And at one point, I had to put a section on my website, a vitamin D section on my website, and I was stunned from my research about how much information I found out about the health effects from a lack of vitamin D. And, you know, the best way to get it is that if you're out in the sun. But since we're not getting it when we're outdoors because of this man-made cloud cover that we're under and haze most of the time, we're in the supplement business and having to take extra vitamin D. And this is I mean, I was stunned. It's not just rickets. Your heart benefits from, in other words, vitamin D. It's vitamin D deficiency is linked to lung transplant rejection and causes deficits in your lung function. I mean, when you look at this, I listed these by subject matter on vitamin D deficiency and health effects on my website. And if you want to go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org and look at some of these studies, they're on my website. If you click on the category section and go to vitamin D, they're there. And I'm sure that Dr. Stan has a lot of information about vitamin D deficiency as well. But I want to make the case that we're going to be less and less healthy unless we realize that vitamin D is important. And it's not only important to humans, animals can suffer some of the same effects as humans from having a lack of vitamin D. So I encourage all of you to really understand the connection between what you're seeing in your skies with this jet-produced man-made cloud cover and, in other words, some of the health effects that we're experiencing, and not enough attention is being given to this.
I concur. In fact, we have our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, has written this book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And there you should have the book, because it covers really everything you need to know about your health, or almost. But he has a section there on vitamin D3 and the fact that most people are deficient, and most doctors don't know that most people are deficient. And most people, they get a multivitamin, they get 400 to 300 units a day, and that does absolutely, well, almost nothing as far as addressing the very real issue. And of course, one reason why suddenly we have so much illness is because our immune system isn't working, and the immune system isn't working because they're not getting sufficient vitamin D. Go right ahead.
Well, another thing that's happening is, we're having, with the man-made cloud cover, we're having a lack of photosynthesis. And photosynthesis, every plant that grows in the world, practically everyone, I don't know if there's some that can grow without it, but most plants need direct sunlight. They need the process of the sun hitting their leaves and hitting these plants and trees. And photosynthesis means that the trees and the plants can take this direct sunlight, and they can use it to grow healthy and strong and straight and produce crops and do different things. And if you reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the ground, you reduce photosynthesis, that process, and in doing so, you lower crop production, and you also make your trees and your plants less healthy and less able to produce the crops that we need to feed not only people in the United States, but elsewhere. So I want all of you to know that there's that when you have atmospheric experiments going on that reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth, it's not just causing one problem. It's not just one issue. It's causing multiple problems for not only your health, but tree and plant health as well.
Well, now you refer to experiments. Is this really an experiment that is being carried out on the American people without our knowledge or consent?
Absolutely. Because we don't need to have this jet producing those man-made clouds. We don't. We're better off having direct sunlight reaching the Earth.
And I certainly agree. And basically, I wanted you to hear from Rosalind rather than from me. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes. But basically, if you notice, the sky does not have that intense blue color it used to. Remember what sky used to look when it was intensely blue? And you seldom see that today. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Rosalind is simply pointing out that ordinarily, of course, you need to have a certain number of freezing days, certainly in the wintertime, if you want to get an apple crop or pear crop. In other words, basically, the life cycle of our fruit trees depends upon certainly a few days of freezing temperature at nighttime, and then, of course, we'll have healthy crops during the day. Well, of course, when we have these artificial cloud cover, certainly even in the wintertime, many times then we're not getting the number, certainly, of freezing days that are required to get good crops. Would that be a fair analysis, Rosalind?
Yes, it is.
You go right ahead. Don't be bashful.
Oh, I'm not.
Go right ahead.
Here's what's happening. Our own activities have consequences and impact. And I think it's really important that we look at these impacts and these consequences and realize that we can do without some of these atmospheric experiments or solar radiation management. And that's meaning that we're reducing the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. For so many reasons, it's not good. good for us. It's not good for not only human health, but animal health. It's not good for crop production. It's not good for tree health. There's so many negatives to this.
And part of this, then, is this massive release of these aluminum clouds, aluminum particulate clouds. Is that part of this?
Yeah, the release of aluminum-coated fiberglass particulates is a disaster waiting to happen because this gets into our air, our water, and our soil.
But, you know, the thing is that the average individual doesn't know these things are going on. And if you work for the government, you swear to secrecy, so you're not allowed to talk about this. Certainly, and people are afraid to talk about it. If you work for the government and you certainly you violate that oath, they can put you in prison or suddenly you can lose your job or lose all your pension, lose everything. So government employees are frankly afraid to talk about this. Have you run into this sort of thing?
Oh, all the time, because if you speak out, the odds of you losing your job are extremely high. People who speak out usually don't retain their positions. And so it's not only a hardship for you, but your families if you speak out. And so people are quiet about these issues a lot of times. And those that speak out, the heroes, they're really heroes because they begin to tell us what's going on. It's our only way is to find out what's happening. Is the media is free to talk about it and the people are free to whistleblow on different activities and talk about them. And when we suppress free speech and when we suppress the ability to speak out, we're going to suffer dire consequences from some of the programs that are experimentally being used.
I concur, and basically because we have to wonder what the real motivation is, because it almost appears that many times what they're attempting to do and the justification for doing it, they come up with exactly the opposite result, but go right ahead.
Well, the issue becomes here that we're living in an age of technology, which is growing exponentially. In the age of technology, we can be spied on more and more. In this growing age of technology, what we say and do becomes very close to public scrutiny all the time. So, in other words, we don't live in our own little world anymore. We've become very large and worldwide in some ways. And it frightens people now to speak out because of the consequences. If they want to get a job and you speak out, then you're unlikely to be hired in certain fields. So it's a scary proposition that we're faced with at this juncture in time. And so those of us who can speak out and talk about what's going on and do the research and find the data and find people that will speak out, This is tremendous for everyone. It benefits all of us. And what we have to realize is that we lose our freedom if we don't speak out.
Amen to that. And then just one reason why we are not 501c3 is so that we can talk on these issues. And basically, if you have a government tax exempt, suddenly the status, you better not be speaking out on a lot of subjects because they'll come after you. They'll come after your 501c3. And if you really depend upon that for your income, why, of course, well, you're just out of luck. Well, this is why when we set up Radio Liberty, why Barbara and I decided we're not going to go 501c3, and we tell people we're not tax-exempt. If you want a tax-exempt donation, why, you're going to have to go elsewhere. Why we want to be able to tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not getting the truth through the regular media and through, unfortunately, even many ministries.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast
Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Rosalind Peterson. We have Grant calling from Spokane, Washington. Grant, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, two things. One is the concern about being put on lists. You know, when we watch our evening news, we see chemtrails in the backgrounds, or like today, we have a sky obliterated with the chemtrails, and our throats start burning, and our thinking gets foggy, and so forth. But, you know, when you call in the news, you know, they want your identifying information and so forth, and, you know, they have the fusion centers. And that's my concern. I'd love to call them up and say, why don't you guys do a story on geoengineering? And that's one thing. That would be my main concern when you speak out. And I appreciate, Rosalind, your efforts and, others like Alan Buckman, I think it is, that has done research and so forth. You and I spoke about 3 years ago, I think, the last time. And also there's another article. Well, that's my question, but yeah, another article, which I promised that I will get to you, Dr. Stan, it's called The Soviet Weather Warfare from 1977 by a guy named C.B. Baker with Youth Action News. And I've just have some distractions. I haven't been able to send that to you. But anyway, that's my thing. And then also, I guess the second follow-up question would be, what kind of things can we do to detoxify our bodies?
Okay, fine, Rosalind. That's a legitimate question. Grant wants to know what we can do to detoxify our bodies. Do you have any thoughts for him at all?
Well, that's not a good subject for me. I really feel that we have to become part of the solution to the overall problem. And the thing is that when people want to live in a cave in their home, they want to put filters and screens and protect themselves and box themselves in, and in other words, and detox and do all these things. Not that I think it's a bad thing, but here's what I believe. We have to speak out so we don't have to live in a cave, that because our cave is going to be subject to the food that comes into our house, the water, everything, the air we breathe, the soils, everything. And if we don't work toward preventing the problem, if we don't work toward a solution to these problems, then what we're going to be doing, and if you just go in and say, well, I'm going to live in a cave and just take medications and pills and do all these things, then I don't want to live that way. I refuse to live that way. I refuse to enrich and subsidize, in other words, the pharmaceutical companies because I'm sick, because I have a lack of vitamin D. I refuse to do it. And so the thing is that that's why I speak out and I step back and say to myself, look, I don't want to live in a cave. I don't want to be encapsulated or afraid. I'm going to speak out about those projects that I know are happening and see if I can't put a reversal to this. Because I reject the idea that I have to live in a life in a cave.
Well, Grant, I certainly concur with what Ralston is saying, but basically for the time being, there are things that you can do. Basically, there are certain things that help to chelate. One of those is a product put out by our good friend Bill Sardi called Garlazyme. I certainly go to their website, Garlazyme. The other thing is, of course, you can get the rectal suppository, EDTA, that will help you to detoxify, but because it would be far better to avoid this sort of thing than have to worry about how we're going to all these metals, and we're getting contact with aluminum, and we're getting contact with certainly mercury, and we're getting contact with barium. We're getting contact with all of these things that you need, of course, to get the information. And certainly, we have, if you haven't heard my conversations with Dr. Garth Nicholson, he covers a lot of this, so does Dr. Russell Blaylock. Get their information. But certainly, there are products you can take. But we shouldn't have to be taking them. Oh, we take them now because we have no other choice. But we need to stop what's going on. We need to expose what I believe is really a diabolical program. And I share certainly those concerns. But you need to be taking supplementary vitamin D3, magnesium, and certainly to counter so much what's going on. But thank you so much for calling. And let's get back to Rosalind. I really don't want to get a lot of calls at this time because I certainly want to get Rosalind's material out there. Rosalind, go right ahead, Doug.
Well, I don't want to say that, you know, people, you know, in other words, I understand you can take different things that help your body, and I'm all for that as well. But what I want to say is that I just can't live in a world in which I have to be always in a defensive pose. I want to go out and be able to breathe clean air and drink clean water and have crops and all of these things.
You're absolutely right. But until such time, I want people to actually know there's an alternative. But this is not a legitimate alternative. It's simply to try to protect your body and your family until such time as we can get the American people to really care and really to stand up and say, no more. This is criminal activity. This is subversive activity. They do not have the right to poison my children and me. Go ahead.
And I agree with you 100%. So we're in total agreement here. I take a different approach, but I mean, we're just in total agreement. And it's not that, you know, people can make their own choices, but I have to speak out. I just have to say I don't want to live in a capsule or a cave. And I want to be able to go outdoors and enjoy what we used to enjoy, the deep blue skies and the yellow sun, and which we don't have anymore, really. I mean, I don't think the kids might draw a yellow sun anymore because it hardly ever looks yellow these days. But I'm going to ask you if we can vary on to another subject, which has recently entered my life in a way that was absolutely shocking. And I want to warn others about something that's going on.
Well, let's just take one or more caller. I'm going to ask people not to call in because I want to get Roslyn's material out. But we do have a Joe calling from New Jersey.
Sure.
Joe, we did only have a moment, but did you have a quick comment to make before we...
Yeah, I wanted to help that fellow. His name was Grant. They called in and wanted to know how to detoxify his body. Well, there was a program I was listening to today, and it's a pharmacist nutritionist by the name of Jerry Hickey. The website is invitehealth.com. And I know you're probably Thursday over there right now. No, you're still in Wednesday. I'm in Thursday. It was the April 2nd. And if he would go to that website, he can listen to what Jerry Hickey talked about, all these particular toxins that we have in our system can be chelated out with some particular elements that he talked about, and you can get them from his website. Here's another thing, and I'll be quick about it. I ran this by you once before, Dr. Stan. If you take a gallon of water and you take a magnet with the south-facing side up, put that water on top of that magnet, south-facing side up, within 10 or some odd hours, that whole gallon of water will be magnetized with a negative charge. You drink that water, within several some odd months, it will detoxify your body.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
God bless. Thanks very much, Joe. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
Well, one of the subjects that I'd like to step into is the medical profession here. All of a sudden, I had to have a minor surgery. And, during the time of the minor surgery, I thought, okay, I'll go into the hospital. I'll have this minor surgery. I'll have an incision about an inch long and I'm home free and all said and done. Well, they didn't stitch me up with stitches. In other words, normally when you think of having a cut or surgery or any type of thing, the idea was that you would have stitches and it would keep the wound together. And it would, in other words, the stitches would either be taken out or they had stitches that would dissolve after a certain period of time and just go away. Well, I found out, much to my shock, that they decided that the hospitals now are using what they call Steri-Strip, STERI-STRIPS.
Well, we were using those things 50 years ago, but you go right ahead.
All right. Well, Steri-Strips for wound closure. But what has been happening with these Steri-Strips that they're using now is that they're not U.S. FDA approved. A lot of times they're coming in from China, and they have these filaments in it, and they've also put a pesticide in them. I was absolutely amazed because within hours of this Steri-Strip for wound closure being put on the incision, I had an allergic reaction, a terrible reaction. It took me weeks and weeks to heal. And trying to get the Steri-Strips off and get the filaments out of the wound was a nightmare that I can't even describe to you. And what I discovered from my research is that these Steri-Strips, there's a lot of U.S. FDA recalls because they're not sterile. And since they're not regulated and they're and approved by the U.S. FDA, they're being used more and more, but they're causing more and more problems.
Well, now, is this, I used Steri-Strips for, 30 years. Well, basically, is that because they're coming in from China, that they're certainly not sterile? I mean, they always were sterile. I mean, they should be sterile, but then, of course, I'm very skeptical of things coming in from China because they do not have the regulations. Our government refuses to protect the American people from faulty medication that's coming in, from all sorts of products coming in from China that just aren't safe for our health. Is this something more that is more frequent recently? Is it specifically related to the fact that it's coming from China?
I believe it is. It's not only China, it's other foreign countries. But these strips and the glue, part of the glue in them, I was shocked to learn was a pesticide. And I almost fell over when I discovered that I also was, in other words, that allergic contact dermatitis is quite common in people that have these dairy strips put on them. And it's kind of like having an inflammation of the upper layers of the skin around a wound, and the wound won't heal if you're having this allergic reaction. And I was just amazed even that Merck and other pharmaceutical companies, in other words, they were talking about more and more, even the Mayo Clinic, even lots of places that I went. I mean, I did a whole research paper on this. But I just wanted you to know that some people have these allergic reactions. And they're using them now instead of stitches, even for major surgeries. In other words, cesarean sections, other things. And I was just shocked to discover that you're never tested before your surgery by putting a Steri-Strip on your skin to see if you'll have an allergic reaction, which usually shows up right away if you're going to have one. They also told me and had to put it on my medical chart that I can't be exposed the scary strips ever again because I can suffer an even worse reaction the second time around. So I just wanted to warn people that some people have allergic reactions to these and others don't. But then when you're getting a lot of these items in from foreign countries, you don't know what's in the glue and the contact glue. And you don't know, and they found that there's pesticides now in some of these glues. So I just wanted to warn everyone. My experience, and also I soon discovered from the nurses I was talking to that this was more and more a common reaction at the hospital I was in with people who had these strips put on their incisions.
You know, basically, as I see, you know, I was a physician for well, the better part of 40 years, and as I used dairy strips, I never saw a reaction to them. But I'm not surprised at all. I am very, very concerned about these things coming from other countries, and specifically coming from China. And basically, we hear more and more studies about these things coming in, and people having all sorts of complications of whether it would be the products that they're getting or whether it be the medications they're getting. They certainly do not have quality control over there, and I really believe we're putting the lives and the health of the American people in jeopardy in the name of globalism. Oh, we want globalism. We want to be able to buy things from all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we need regulations, certainly, and there is a place for regulations. I don't think it should be done at the national level. I think it should be done at the state level, but we do need something to protect the people, and if more and more people are getting certainly reactions to Steri-Strips, and as I say, I never saw them, but if they're getting more and more of them, we certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, so I bring that to your doctor's attention. Lots of times the doctors really don't know about the complications that are there. Go right ahead.
Well, the only thing that the reason I wanted to bring this up is that probably, you know, years back, when Steri-Strips were used, they were probably manufactured in the United States.
Absolutely. When I was practicing, we weren't bringing things in from China. We weren't bringing medications in from China. We weren't bringing appliances in from China. Well, they can manufacture them over there a lot cheaper, but of course, at what expense as far as the health of the American people? And then we're sacrificing the health of the American people on the altar of globalism. It's all about globalism and raising the living standards of the people in China, and we've done it. But of course, we're lowering the living standards of the people in America, and we're actually using faulty material that has all sorts of complications. Go right ahead.
Well, it became an issue because it happened to me personally, but also because I realized that when I started to look at who was manufacturing then I had a great deal of concern, because you don't know what's in this glue and in the, on these strips now. And that's why you have to make sure that you know before you go into the hospital what kind of Steri-Strip they're going to use and if you will have an allergic reaction to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, for a one-inch incision, it's not very hard to close that. And you can even do it by sending subcuticular, so there are no stitches on the skin, but they're underneath the skin, and they would dissolve. I just feel so terribly sorry you had such a terrible complication. How long did it lay you up?
The wound didn't heal for almost a month and a half.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Rosalind Peterson's been our guest this evening, telling us about her complications with Steri-Strips. And apparently this is something that is happening with increasing frequency. It's something new, but it all has to do with this whole idea of globalization. We're going to bring things in from other countries where they have no moral or certainly standards at all. Everything certainly is sell as much as you can, and who cares what's going to happen. Once we've gotten rid of it, while we have the profit, and we can move on to something else, and when you lose the moral foundation of a nation, why, of course, this is not a safe nation to either live in or to deal with. And unfortunately, we've lost the moral foundation increasingly here in America. Rosalind, God bless you. It's been a fascinating 2 hours. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, and thank you, Dr. Stan, for all you do.
Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, I do hope you enjoyed the program with Rosalind Peterson. Again, let me comment. We do have a 4-CD set on aluminum. We have actually the talk that Rosalind gave when she was down here at the orthopedic conference. You'll find it fascinating. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And suddenly you can order that, because you can order the a 2-hour interview with Rosalind. We do talk during the advertisements, during the breaks. And but basically, we hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and getting our 4 best CDs, the tapes of the month, getting our monthly newsletter. If you certainly have a product you'd like to advertise on Radio Liberty, why, we'd be glad to take on additional advertisers. And I can tell you that the people who do advertise with us, most of them do very, very well. And some of them have been with us for many years. And so if you'd like to consider, and remember, if you do advertise, it's tax deductible. Although a gift to Radio Liberty is not tax deductible, but if you'd like to donate if you'd like to advertise with us, and yeah, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we do hope that many of you out there will go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and basically there, of course, you can see the various products that we carry, and you can watch the DVDs that we have. We have certainly that you can hear our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. We have a section on our website, which is RadioLiberty.com, called News Around the Net. News Around the Net, and of course, there we post things 2 or 3 times a day, sometimes more than that, of things that we think are important for you to know about, to understand that certainly you're not getting the news, the regular channels, and we try to put things up there that we think will help you to better be able to understand what is going on in the world. We're living in a very dangerous time. I do believe we're on the verge of some very, very cataclysmic changes. Maybe they're just trying to scare us to death, but so much of what's going on, so many of the things that are really most frightening, you're not hearing about, certainly through regular channels. And basically, if this was simply to scare us, we would be hearing about us. There are lots of things, of course, that they're on the internet, on the news, that are simply diversions. And there are things that are very important that could change the course of this country, change the course of civilization. Why, of course, you're not hearing about it at all. We try to post those on our website at RadioLiberty.com. So just go there. You'll find at the top of the page, just below the initial blue banners, News Around the Net. We hope you'll go there. We hope, of course, that you'll look at the various sites we have. We have a wonderful site which will take you to the conspiracy of central banking. A conspiracy of central banking. I hope we have it fixed so that you can pull it down. And then, of course, we suggest you look at the various sites we will link to. We think that they're well worthwhile. And then, of course, we ask you to support those people who support Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.